that's right. That's right. Over here in Australia, I've done two now. My second one was just released about a month ago.
Congratulations, Goff. I was blind. I think I'd probably give up. You managed to go and push forward and do things that I can't achieve with 20/20 vision.
Well, you know, you do the best with the skills that you got, you know.
Right.
So, it's just something I've always wanted to do, and so I just went ahead and did it, yes.
How does it work, being blind, and when do you know when to call cut? And I know you'd probably understand the script because you wrote it, so you'd know when the dialogue's finished, but how do you know if you're happy with the picture and all that sort of stuff?
Well, that part is tricky. The shooting of it, there's a lot of trust needs to go into
absolutely
that with the other people doing what I'm asking them to do. But as far as editing, like, editing's fairly simple because I do it by audio. So, you know, it's just like editing a very, very long radio commercial, pretty much.
Totally. Goff, have you always been blind?
Yes. Yeah, I lost my eyesight when I was about 12 weeks old, when I get the whooping cough immunisation. That jab caused, it's called a hemorrhagic stroke, which is a cross between a brain hemorrhage and a stroke. And so that caused me to lose my eyesight.
When you're writing, do you use Braille, but do you write in Braille or do you write in...
My computer speaks to me, so when I'm typing, it tells me what I'm typing. So if a word doesn't sound right, I know I've made a spelling mistake, you know.
Perfect.
So, basically, it's really, obviously, I wouldn't be able to do it the same if my computer didn't talk back to me. I wouldn't be able to read through my own work properly or anything like that.
Well, Goff, it is an inspiration talking to you.
It really is.
This is a really cool story, and we wish you all the best for everything you continue to do.
No, hey, look, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and if people in New Zealand jump onto beernutsproductions.com,